the man of the hour. You pitched, I believe it was 16 pitches, then a rain delay. You came back 4 hours later, you pitched three more innings. You pitched last night, 23 pitches. You came back tonight and threw almost 130. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
I don't know. You know, put in a lot of hard work in the weight room, and everyone jokes around and says I got an iron arm, but I don't know. As the game went on, and you know, adrenaline kept feeding, it felt better as the game went on, and I had a lot of fun doing it.
I know the changeup is an important pitch to you. Was that the thing that was working best tonight? How did you get the feel for it?
Yeah, it's always big. You know, SEC teams like to swing early, and so when you can overlay that with the fastball, you're going to get a lot of outs. So that was huge for me, and especially with how much power they have on the left side. So it was big to get that going, and then busted out the breaking ball at the end, but the whole time it was just fastball command. If I got strike one, we was gonna be all right.
The scouting report tonight, how closely were you able to follow it, and how good of that scouting report was? How instrumental was it for you to pitch tonight?
I mean, it's everything, you know. Coach Yeski and Bales and Coach Casey, they do a phenomenal job of scouting and watching film and everything. You know, it was all about fastball command. You know, getting that early strike and then being able to use my weapons. And that's pretty much followed it as good as you can.
At what point did you think you were going to pitch all nine innings?
When I walked out here, I wanted it. I wanted it all, and I wanted it to get that third out. But I was just going to go take it one batter at a time, one pitch at a time. And if they let me stay out here, I was going to do everything I got.
You're the winningest pitcher in the history of a single College World Series and a national champion. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. I can't thank this team enough. You know, they fought through everything. They put up a ton of runs. They came back. It's unbelievable what this team's done. And I'm going to love them for the rest of my life, and they're brothers to me. I love them.
Kevin Abel, congratulations.
Thank you very much.